Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Today, as you know, is a very big day.
Big day.
Big day.
Big day.
Big day for me. And a big day for you.
Why?
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 Today is Friday.
That's why.
That's why.
Good enough for me. Have fun, guys.
All right.
It's showtime.
LIC Governor Micromanage is at it again. What a complete and utter loon the state's chief executive is. Hello, fellow patriots. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. It is a big day. Friday alohas to you as we wrap up the work weekend, as we always do on Friday. It's the free-for-all. Yep. We call it the All Skate on Friday. Despite everything else that may have transpired in the preceding 4 days of this week that I have talked about, if I still have not touched on the hot button issue for you, well, today is your day, because whatever you feel like talking about is fair game here on Friday. And here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. So, way to go, Governor. I know the bar's struggling, as they have been, with the Chinese flu shutdowns. We'll really appreciate your cutting into their business even more. Governor McMicromanage saying today, to help reduce the transmission of the Chinese flu between young adults in South Carolina, the governor announced that the sale of alcoholic beverages in all bars and restaurants throughout the state will be prohibited after 11 p.m. each night. And you know, of course, the rationale behind that. That's because we have scientific evidence that COVID-19 really doesn't reach the peak of its transmission phase, its power, until 11:01 p.m. at night. So this will allow us to avoid that. The governor's effect will go into effect on Saturday night, appropriately. Governor McMicromanage saying today, let's see if I can get this. We know that young adults who are rapidly contracting the virus and spreading it into our communities frequently congregate in late-night atmospheres, which simply are not conducive to stopping its continued transmission. This measured, carefully tailored approach, which we came up with by tossing darts against the wall, carefully tailored approach will lessen the opportunity for South Carolinians to put themselves and their loved ones in harm's way. Okay, so we know that C-19 doesn't really go viral until 11:01 p.m., so this will eliminate. How is this going to stop these young adults from saying, well, okay, you know, they call this the last call measure, by the way. Clever, clever. But what's to prevent these young adults from creating their own last call? Just go buy some more beer, some more booze, whatever it is they're drinking, and take it someplace and drink it. You think young adults have parties on Friday or Saturday night?
Bobby, don't talk like that. Don't give him any ideas that, you know, the stores can't sell it after 11
o'clock.
Yeah,
I know. I probably shouldn't have gone there because they're always looking for new suggestions. How about this? How about if we split the difference, Governor? Young adults can continue to remain in bars until, say, 1 o'clock in the morning, as long as they're drinking through their mask. How would that work? You know, you just kind of strain it through the mask. It might alter the taste somewhat, but...
God. Now, how do you define a young adult? I mean, in my mind, I'm young. My body argues with me.
Yeah,
but in my mind, I'm a young adult. I mean, what's the cutoff?
I can't even pretend that even in fantasy land in my head that I am a young adult. I can't even get to be in a middle-aged adult, okay? But believe it or not, as you may have heard your parents say, I was young once. Yeah, it's been a few decades. Well, more than a few. But I was young once, and I do remember what it's like.
I don't believe you.
I don't blame you. Governor Henry McMicromanage. Governor's order does not apply. The governor's order does apply to any holder of the following licenses: on-premises beer and wine permits, a winery permit, a brew pub beer wine permit, and then it goes on: liquor by the drink license, nonprofit private club, liquor by the drink license. So wait a minute. Does this mean that in the grill room at the country club, you can't, if you're a young person? What a good question, Money Penny. What age do you have to be over to get a drink at 11:01 p.m.? And 50. It's not as if this doesn't affect anybody. There are about 8,000 restaurants and bars permitted by a DOR, the Department of Revenue, for on-site sale and consumption of alcohol.
How old do you have to be to serve in South Carolina government?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm trying to remember. And I think the ages vary. For state senate, it's one thing. To be a state representative is another.
Let's just use the age for president.
Okay, yeah. Well, typically... if you're going to use federal stuff, it's like 35.
Okay, so you have to be 35, be 35 to be able to drink at 11:01.
Well, we're guessing. You know, who knows what the young adult cutoff is. But, of course, it doesn't really matter because Governor McMicromanage is throwing the baby out with the bathwater here. It's intended to cut down on the party hardy stuff on the weekends by young people. But it affects everyone. Hey, this is great. Governor Henry McMicromanage says, hey, South Carolina, one size fits all. I'm telling you, you know, I am so tired of being under, look, well-intentioned. Okay, I get that. But who died and left these people in charge?
What did the fact that we voted them in?
Yeah, well.
Are we to blame?
Essentially,
I'm just, you know, poking the fire here. Are we to blame for all this crap?
we did put them in there.
I don't think they listened too well, though.
No, apparently not, you know. Well, they are our elitist betters, after all. Certainly, Governor Henry McTax is smarter than the average bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
So here on Friday, I got in my email today from Verlin Anderson. It says, thanks to JB for these words of wisdom. Well, for a lot of us. These are 12 commandments for growing older. And these kind of fit the tone of the Friday free-for-all. Number one, talk to yourself. There are times you need expert advice. Number two, in style, are the clothes that still fit. Number three, you don't need anger management. You just need people to stop pissing you off. Number four, your people skills are just fine. It's your tolerance for idiots that needs work. Number five, the biggest lie you tell yourself is, nah, I don't need to write it down. I remember it. What were we talking about again? Number six, on time is when you get there. Number seven, even duct tape can't fix stupid, but it sure does muffle the sound. Number eight, it would be wonderful if we could put ourselves in the dryer for 10 minutes, come out wrinkle-free and three size smaller. I like it. Number nine, lately, you've noticed people your age are so much older than you are. Number 10, growing old should have taken longer. Amen to that. Number 11, aging has slowed you down, but it hasn't shut you up. Was that one written especially for me, Funny Penny? Number 12, you still haven't learned to act your age and hope you never will.
See, you're still a young adult.
Yeah, that's right. And one more to go. One for the road means peeing before you leave the house.
That's right.
There you go. Words to live by. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back as we get rolling here on Friday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 23 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let me quickly catch up with a text line, 71307. Before I get to the latest on the schools, you have kids in school in Greenville County. You're going to need to hear this because it has nightmarish potential. First of all, though, on the text line, Bobby, why in the world didn't they tell us from the beginning that the virus didn't really take effect until after 11 p.m. Geez, Henry is such a moron. I know. I mean, if we'd known that all along. Jeez. Bobby Mack, we are living in apocalyptic times. Things are just too strange around. Viruses, not to mention immorality. Bobby Mack, if 30% of students fail to do their schoolwork in the last 2 months of school, how many more will fail to do schoolwork for the entire school year? Yeah, we haven't extrapolated it out yet, but we're working on that number for you. Bobby, when is somebody going to drag Henry McTaxter's rear end into court? For all these things he's forcing us to do and justify his unconstitutional orders. Okay, got an idea. The SCDO traffic, 1 hour already. Collect numbers from license plates, play them, and hit the jackpot for a private jet. Okay. Hey, it's as good as any system. Bobby, if the kids are not in school, it may cause some difficulty for parents who have to work. No kidding. Bobby, so Foghorn McTaxter is enacting a last call executive order. Right now, we'd like to see his recall. Isn't it interesting? South Carolina does not have recall in our state constitution. What a fortunate coincidence for Governor Henry McTaxter, not to mention Lindsay. Hey, Bobby, what's happening with the Hillary Clinton trial? I haven't heard any news on this lately. Yeah, they're still trying to find those 30,000 missing emails. We'll get back to you. Bobby, the Rona starts to prowl at 11:01. Hide your women. Bobby, it's not a face mask. It's a face diaper. And Governor McTaxter's face diaper is leaking. Who's that that said that politicians and babies' diapers were very similar in that both should be changed often and for the same reason? Hey, Bobby, yeah, what's up with the punitive bar shutdown at 11 p.m.? That's it, tomorrow night, 11:01. Bobby, drinking party, my house, 11:15. Bobby, not enough foghorn on your McMaster impression. Well, we're doing the best we can. Governor Henry McTaxter, I say, son, is last call. Bobby, last call won't affect the VFW. We're private. I thought I saw it said in there. I'm going to have to go back and look, but I thought I saw private licenses. Is that right, Moneypenny? Yeah.
You did say private licenses.
Yeah, it said private licenses. Bobby, so is this another illegal order? Well, let me, like Jeopardy, you know, let me do it in the form of a question. Has the legislature come back into session and voted to extend Governor Henry McTaxter's executive orders, his emergency orders? Have they done that? Bobby, I think every bar should put a donation jar by the register for the customers to throw money in to cover the fine. What was the fine? Do you remember how much the fine is, Moneypenny? I've got it right here, but I'll drag it out. momentarily and find out. Now, Bobby, we all know Daddy McTaxter knows what's best and what's good for us, for we peons. LOL, Jim and Easley. Bobby, you think the governor's using COVID-19 as an excuse? I think the real reason has to do with the nightclub shootings. You may be on to something there. Bobby, isn't the governor also assuming the majority of young adults even go to bars? Bobby, you talked about straining your drink through your mask. Now they are making masks with straw holes in them. Okay. And that doesn't defeat the purpose of wearing the mask. How? Oh, no, Bobby, you've given them another idea. Strain your brew through a mask party. yeah, Bobby, I was young, too, and I fondly remember those rowdy nights of woolly mammoth tipping. Don't forget the saber-toothed tigers. Hey, Bobby, you think it'll be possible that the Governor's Country Club will still be selling alcohol at 11:01 p.m.? Hey, Bobby, sweet, I'm 36, made the cut. We're guessing.
Hey, Bob. No,
that's not our official number.
If I'm not mistaken, Ron, I used to be a young, dumb, and a bar hopper.
yeah, really.
Last call was at one time, and then you had an hour to drink that drink, and then you had to close.
Wow.
Is that how it's going to be this one, too?
You know, that once again, you know, we're left to guess. Where is, let me see what it says here. Where's the part about the fine? Yeah, following business licenses. On-premises beer and wine permit, winery permit, brew pub permit, brewery permit, business liquor by the drink license, non-profit private club liquor by the drink license, non-profit private club, special event permit, or special non-profit event permit. Governor's order applies to any of those. Okay. I don't see anything in the governor's press release about what the fine may be either.
The only line that I see is fees and fines will be given to violators, but it does not say how much.
Yeah. Well, you think somebody's going to challenge it to find out? I'm telling you, they just do they insist on making it tougher on themselves as well? Hey, Bobby Mack, I understood it to mean all patrons in order to protect the younger from themselves. What a freaking joke. No mention of protesters and rioting through all this. Bobby, all I can say is thank God we live close to North Carolina where drinks are served past 11 with restaurants and bars. They didn't want to do anything to put them out of business with all the restrictions already in place for indoor dining. By the way, where's the science supporting this? Good question. 3:31 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm going to get into this business about Greenville County schools. And I will try my best to explain to you what they are planning on doing. But it's going to require a graduate degree from MIT or Caltech to figure this stuff out. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 3:38 now, 22 before 4, Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mack Show. So I looked and read and reread and reread Governor Henry McMicromanage's latest missive out of Columbia that to cut down on young people spreading that horrible Chinese commie flu everywhere, bars will not be able to serve after 11 p.m. at night for everyone. But it's intended for the young adults out there, as the governor says. So I perused it over and over again. It does say that you can be fined if you flout the law, but it doesn't say how much. So I called down to the governor's office to Brian. He's one of his aides. It's obviously late in the afternoon on Friday, and we're talking about government workers, so naturally it kicked right to voicemail. Brian said, sorry, I don't get a chance to check my voicemail as much as I would like, so send me a text message and I'll get back to you. All right, so I sent him a text message. Just very straightforward. How much is the fine for serving liquor after 11 p.m. at night? And I am certain that, like a flash, I will immediately get a text message in response going, wow, we didn't put that in there? Yeah, so we'll see. When and if we receive a response, I will pass that along to you. Meantime, on we go to schools going back into session in the fall. And I use the fall loosely. This today from Tim Waller. He is the media guy for Greenville County Schools, Director of Media Relations. Media friends, not only will Greenville County students have the option of choosing in-person classes this fall, they will know from week to week what to expect as conditions change. GCS has developed in-person attendance plans as part of Destination Return to In-Person School. Let's see, that would be a DRTIP. That would be DRTIPS is the acronym for that. With these plans, families will know at a glance, he said tongue-in-cheek, what each school week holds. See attached chart. Now, I don't know about you, but anytime I get an email that has the inclusion, see attached chart, I immediately go, uh-oh. For example, students who select in-person school for the upcoming year will be assigned a specific color based on the first letter of their last name. So like Moneypenny would be green. Because that falls under L.
Why would I be green?
Because that's the first letter of your last name. It's Moneypenny. Yeah. You'll be assigned a specific color based on the first letter of your last name. Students whose last name begins with the letters A through D are blue, E through K is red, L through Q is green, R through Z is purple. Got that? You know where the Wizard of Oz, where the title, The Wizard of Oz, came from?
What happens if you're colorblind?
No, wait a minute. Don't get me sidetracked here.
Okay, fine.
All right. The Wizard of Oz was so named because L. Frank Baum, who wrote it, worked in an office, right? And they had two file cabinets. Okay? Mm-hmm. You with me?
Yes.
They were... You ready?
Yes.
A through N and O through Q. O through Z, I meant to say. O through Z. So if you looked at the file cabinet, one had the first half of the alphabet, and the other had O through Z. And he said, oh, Oz. That's the name for the place, Oz. But I digress. So now here we go with students having a specific color to check based on the first letter of their last name. On weeks when conditions permit, all students in all color groups will attend school all 5 days. Now, here we go. But on weeks when different factors come into play, high Chinese flu spread rate, large number of teacher-student absences, etc., students in all color groups will either not attend in-person classes or they may attend one day that week, depending on conditions. If there is no in-person school, students will participate in e-learning all 5 days. On weeks when only one day of in-person classes are allowed, students will spend the other 4 days e-learning. God, it was so much simpler back in the old days. You know, you just listened to the radio to see if your school was closed because of snow, you know. But how will students know which days to show up for school when only 1 or 2 days of in-person attendance are allowed? OMG. That's where the student color chart comes in. When one day of in-person attendance is permitted, students who have been assigned the color blue will attend school on Monday, red students will attend on Tuesday, green students on Wednesday, purple students on Thursday. Students will engage in e-learning on days they are not in school. Students in all color groups will e-learn on Fridays. What could possibly go wrong? On weeks when 2 days of in-person attendance are permitted, blue and red students will attend school on Monday, green and purple students on Tuesday, blue and red again on Wednesday, and green and purple again on Thursday. Students will take part in e-learning on days they are not in the classroom, and again, all students will e-learn on Fridays. GCS has posted a video on its website to help students and parents better understand the schedule. And may God help you. YouTube.com/watch? Look, the link for this. This story is posted on our website, MoneyPenny. Yeah. Go to our website for the link, for the YouTube link to this.
Actually, it has the chart on our website.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, But if you print out the chart, don't print it out in black and white.
You know, I don't like this. I'm a green and my best friend's purple. We will never see each other.
Yeah, right. Never the twain shall meet.
Never.
Yeah. Holy cow. You have to have multiple PhDs to come up with this, don't you? 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more here on the TGIF edition, the Friday free-for-all on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Coming up on 8 minutes before four, closing minutes of hour number one, the Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mack Show. Is there anybody left in government, anyone who is not never Trumper or wants to be down for the resistance struggle or what have you? I mean, we've seen Secretary of Defense, some of these generals being critical of President Trump. There was a time, you know, when there was a price to be paid for being critical in public of the commander-in-chief, but apparently that's out the window. Now this from Fox News. The U.S. Army is investigating after a handout was distributed to personnel on an Army base in Alabama that included an image describing President Trump's 2016 Make America Great Again slogan as a form of covert white supremacy. What? This is an official handout at an Army base? That one of the campaign slogans of the commander-in-chief is a covert white supremacy slogan? The handout sent to personnel at Redstone Arsenal invited all soldiers and personnel to attend an Operation Inclusion listening seminar. Representative Mo Brooks, Republican Alabama, who first brought attention to the handout, said it was sent to personnel at the base from an official government email address and created by the U.S. Army Equality and Inclusion Agency. He believes it could have been sent to thousands of personnel. Included in the handout was a pyramid graphic with behaviors identified as, quote, overt white supremacy, socially unacceptable, end quote, racial slurs, hate crimes. Beneath that are listed things classed as covert or socially acceptable forms of, quote, white supremacy, end quote. The long list of items include calling the police on black people, respectability politics, celebrating Columbus Day, as well as saying all lives matter and make America great again. President Trump's 2016 campaign slogan. The Army website describes Project is Inclusion as an Army initiative directed by the Secretary and the Chief of Staff to improve diversity, equity, and inclusion across the force and build cohesive teams. Does this sound like something to you that's going to build cohesion? The Army said the graphic was sent out in error and was pre-decisional. Oh, yeah? On July 6, 2020, a Project Inclusion listening tour handout included two unapproved pages that were sent out in error and immediately recalled. The slides copied from a non-government website, which one, Antifa or BLM, included a word cloud with phrases that were intended to spark conversation. However, the document was pre-decisional and inappropriate for the discussion. The unapproved pages were in no way used as part of the Your Voice Matters listening tour sessions. Representative Brooks wrote to U.S. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy demanding an investigation, including overtly political materials in the invitation for such an event, is completely inappropriate and in this instance, and in my view, illegal. Further, the inclusion of such materials serves only to ostracize segments of the workforce and create racial division rather than minimize it. What occurred is absolutely unacceptable, and I expect Army leadership to fully investigate whether this incident violated the Hatch Act or any Department of Defense regulation, and to appropriately hold those responsible accountable to the fullest extent possible. The investigation is taking place, the Army said in their statement. Quote, as soon as Department of the Army leaders were made aware of these products, like they weren't aware of it before they were sent out to the troops, the Army initiated a 15-6 investigation to determine how this happened. The Army does not condone the use of phrases that indicate political support. How about phrases that indicate the opposite of support? The Army is and will continue to remain an apolitical organization. Yeah, that's obvious. God. How do you unring a bell? Anyway. News is next. I'm back with hour number two of the Friday Free-for-All here on WORD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.